Reconciliation is for anyone who seeks a closer relationship with God. Elizabeth Gnam is a nun who has served as chaplain at the New Jersey State Prison in Trenton for 26 years. The men and women she works with have committed terrible crimes, serving sentences of at least 25 years. Some are there for life. She says reconciliation for them can be transformative.
What I see in them is true liberation at times to break the bonds of sometimes the heavy guilt that weighs them down, and realizing that there is hope, there is a possibility for newness of life. Even if you are never to leave prison, you can become a new creation.
Sister Elizabeth speaks from experience. 8 years ago, she was addressing a group of inmates following Mass, not knowing that her words would help to bring a young man back from the brink. Here is his story.
My name is Julio Briones. I am 38 years old. I'm of Cuban descent, and I was born and raised in the Catholic Church. I did leave the church, but I was a pretty good kid. When I was 17, I graduated high school. I left for the Army, eventually got deployed out to Kuwait. And it's when I came back that things kind of started going a little crazy for me. I came back feeling empty, like I didn't really belong anywhere. And that led me to really associating myself with people that I shouldn't have. Started with the partying and, you know, just hanging out and going to places that I probably shouldn't have been going. I went to the movies with one of the people that I was hanging out with, and they brought someone else with them. And these other people committed this robbery. I was ultimately arrested and convicted and sentenced to quite a bit of time.
What was life like in prison?
It's very difficult. It's very lonely. You're surrounded by thousands of people, and you're completely alone. There's no one that you can share your experience with. If you feel sad, you can't tell anyone. If you want to cry just to let out some sort of emotion, you can't. If you're angry, you can't lash out because the consequences are usually pretty severe.
And how did you view your life unfolding, Julio?
It was hopeless. I saw nothing ahead of me. I saw no future. To me, it would have been no different after they gave me that sentence than if the judge would have pulled the gun out and shot me on the spot. It was that empty to me.
Still, Julio's attorney thought there was a chance he could get the conviction overturned. In 2007, they were back in court for a hearing. But as Julio puts it, things didn't work out, and he began to contemplate suicide.
I walked back out of the courtroom with my 39-year sentence back in place. And, you know, I was told, oh, we would try to appeal it again, but it didn't seem likely. You know, there wasn't much hope at that point. So I went back to my cell, and I thought about it for quite a while, a couple of weeks, and I decided that that was the best move.
On the day he decided to kill himself, Julio called his family and told them he loved them. He decided to go to Mass. It had been 12 or 13 years since he'd been in a church. It was there he heard from Sister Elizabeth.
I don't remember much. I was just lost in my own thoughts about what I'm doing or what I was getting ready to do. And, you know, when Mass was over, Sister Elizabeth was talking about no matter how bleak it gets, how dark times get, it's, you know, never lose hope. And after the Mass, I went back to my cell and sat on my bed. I had made a rope out of the sheet, you know, because I had decided that that would probably be the quickest way to do it. And I sat on my bed and I, you know, just prayed to myself for first time, you know, in a very long time. I had said, well, you know, God, I leave everything up to you. If you have something more for me, you know what I'm getting ready to do, and you won't let this happen. It was about 11 o'clock at night when that happened. I blinked and they were opening the gates for breakfast at about 6:30 in the morning. I don't remember anything. To me, it was a miracle brought to life. Because if a guard sees you with a braided rope on your lap at the edge of the bed, you would be in a psych unit faster than you can imagine. I knew that since I was awake the next day, and I knew that the circumstances were entirely too much of a coincidence to be coincidental, that for that to have happened, something good was in store for me.
Julio says that 3 months later, he received a letter. It was his birthday.
And I opened it, and my sentence was reduced to 12 years with 85%, which at that point, it put me within sight's distance of going home.
To what do you attribute this change?
It's to God. There was no other way.
Today, Julio is a free man with a good job and a family. As he puts it, a wonderful, beautiful wife and stepdaughter. He's building a side business in which he does outreach work to help those who find themselves dealing with similar crises. And he says he is very much at peace with God.
To me, reconciliation was handing over control of my life back to God and knowing that God accepted it.